This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And over the weekend, I saw someone selling used books on the corner for not much more than a dollar each. But it turns out used books can fetch a pretty penny, even if you don't think they're worth much. You could sell them on Amazon or at auction. And the going rate for books at auction rose 7% last year. From WPLN in Nashville, Nina Cardona reports.
If you want to hunt books, you have to sort through some junk.
There are books with their covers torn off.
Judy Feaster leans into the deep wooden bin where a large chain used bookstore dumps what it can't or won't sell. It's pretty picked over, but Feaster quickly snags a religious commentary signed by the author for free.
Also, a local book dealer might be interested in this because there are a lot of theology students in town.
What she's doing is called book scouting, and the pay is better than she once made as an adjunct professor. Feaster has an eye for the needle in the haystack. Her PhD in comparative literature probably helps. And she knows the used book market, which has shifted focus from last year's bestseller to specialized texts and rare finds.
I actually have a better chance of selling them fairly quickly than I can ordinary books.
Randy Elders has been tending his family's bookstore for six decades. He credits the rise of the e-book for making bound paper editions all the more special. But he needs help to find what sells.
I have some regular people who know what I look for.
People like Feaster. She says there are two kinds of scouts driving around on the prowl.
If you go to any library sale today, you'll see, heard them referred to as scanner monkeys.
Those scanner monkeys rely on special smartphone apps to zap a book's barcode and instantly check what it will sell for. Then there are the ones like Feaster who rely more on a keen eye and experience. Sometimes they bump into each other at thrift shops and yard sales. Sometimes they hope not to.
I think that people have their source, their secret sources, and I mean, I have a few that I haven't shared with everyone.
What she has shared is her love of scouting with her husband. We meet Richard Feaster at a small neighborhood bookshop in a century-old storefront. He's holding an oversized volume he found just that morning.
It was an estate sale, just popped in early in the morning right after they opened, and I think the books were sort of an afterthought.
Everything was $3, including this limited edition with elaborate engravings of demons and occult runes. Store owner Fred Kohler recognizes it immediately.
Barrett's Magus. Unbelievable. Hand-colored. It's just a beautiful book. Was there a dust jacket on this or anything?
While Kohler flips through the pages, an employee behind the counter checks online to determine the going price.
If I was buying it, it'd probably be about a $75 book, and I'd be trying to sell it for $150 to the right person.
I'll take it.
Wonderful.
As we drive away, Judy Feaster reiterates something everyone has said. Age is not enough. Old does not equal valuable. It's about what's between the covers.
You know, there are certain academic books that are very sought after by researchers because they're not going to get reprinted. Those aren't the kinds of books that are turned into Kindles.
And that's the point, really. It's a hunt, but mostly it's an act of preservation she's betting will always pay the bills. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Cardona in Nashville.
Well, what's the most you've ever gotten for a used book? Or do you have tips on how to market and sell books? Or do you just want to keep all of your books because you never know when you might need them? Let us know at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.